Greetings. Dearest ones, it is I, Kuan Yin, who comes amongst you this day. And so we pass through the gateway of your temple. We come in our consciousness. The energies are both gentle and powerful. Before you, there lies a tunnel, let us say. As we move our consciousness into this tunnel, we see that it is comprised of rotating clouds of light. We are moving quite fast. It is illuminated. It's as if the heavens opened and a shaft of light shone through upon white, fluffy clouds. This is the symbolism I bring before you. We pour ourselves through into this tunnel of movement and light. We travel with it. We do not know the destination. All we know is that we are being transported. The movement of light about us, the clouds it form, we know is speaking to us on an inner level. We know that we are being ushered forward, are being encouraged by the consciousness of light, the community of light that spirals about us. And though we are not in the physical, and though that which manifests about us as this tunnel is not in the physical, we perceive movement nonetheless. It is interesting. Consciousness can be anywhere. You know this. But does it travel? Or are you static and creation moves to meet you, to arrive in your consciousness? We see then that this tunnel, this umbilical cord, let us say, is nearing its destination. It fans out and revealed before us is what you would term a heaven, we come into a place so sublime, so radiant. It is formless, yet form comes into being nonetheless. It comes and goes according to the will of the presence, the energy which sustains such a thing as heaven. It is a beautiful term, a beautiful name, heaven. So precise, so conjuring of many things within the human psyche. There are many heavens, many heavens. It is a place, of course, of great beauty. But not beauty represented by form, but rather the presence draws out from us, draws to the surface our God-given ability to perceive beauty. And so then this comes into sharp clarity and focus, as if all of our senses within our consciousness were greatly enlivened. We know this is heaven, a heaven, because we feel beautiful. We become aware of beauty, not as a description, but rather as a quality, something that is known, felt, indescribable. Perhaps heaven appears about you as the classic human perception of radiance, clouds upon clouds of radiance, upon which angels sit. If this is what you desire, then so it is, and so form comes into being, and there it is. This heaven, which you have been transported to, is one which manifests your perception of beauty before you. The presence is all about us. For I manifest before you. The most beautiful and radiant pinpoints of light, which I gather into a most enormous, beautiful and radiant dove of peace, wings outstretched for eternity. This I manifest, and so it is. What do you create, my friends? What do you show me? energies, that which is the presence, is high indeed by your terms. You flow into, the ever-changing light about you. Again, we bring the symbolism of the purity of clouds, clouds of light, forming, reshaping, as if you were being held within a cavern of clouds that stretches onwards and outwards as far as consciousness may perceive. And here and there the clouds begin to break, and we see that indeed shafts of light come through, symbolic of the presence just beyond our vision, at the edge of our consciousness, that which halos creation. In heavens such as this, it's as if the divine mind were at rest. For there is an effortlessness to this place, a transcendence that goes beyond even space, time, and dimension. Beauty is powerful. You recognize love and its outward manifestation of light as possibly the most empowering and powerful energy within creation. But I say to you that not far behind lies beauty. For with the quality of beauty, with the energy of this, the perception of it, these are inadequate terms. It is an embracing from within of all that is majestic, of all that has been given. Beauty confirms the majesty of God. And if we were not able to have perception of beauty, then we would have no intimacy with our God, no pleasure from that connection, for we would not recognize God and turn away. To come into a heaven such as this is to experience the full force of beauty, the full power of it, the ability to know beauty, and therefore to experience existence, a as the most incredible thing that it is. Without the power of beauty, we cannot recognize divinity in self and others. To come into a heaven such as this, to truly come into the spirit of it, is to experience bliss at a unique level. For to have all beauty of all creation for all time arrive in your consciousness, would be incredibly sublime, is too much for your present consciousness, is overwhelming, is breathtaking, would leave you a quivering heap. Such is the power of beauty. And then the best of all, to understand the beauty of your soul, to experience it without any filtering, naked as it is, is to be within the presence. Is to weep with joy, to have all veils fall from your eyes to see your soul as blinding in its beauty. To then finally understand why you came into being, why you are a treasure, how you are golden. To stand in the presence of you, self, in heavenly beauty, unbelievable. As great as any angel's praise. I ask that you begin to feel a little of this. Surrendering to the presence of heaven. Allowing the beauty of your soul to come near. Such is the true radiance of you. That you could ignite a billion suns. It is self-understanding, perception of beauty. That is one of God's most profound gifts. To you and I. If there were an absence of this perception, then nothing would have meaning. How do you feel? We see the clouds of heaven begin to form about you, drawn to the soul of you, as one to another. It feels so much like home. You know this place. You know places such as this. You have been to many heavens. You begin to sparkle with joy, and heaven sparkles about you in response. Heaven will always reflect those whom come into its presence. We smile within, remembering. Feeling the dance of beauty return. Becoming lighter by the second. And the more joy we feel, the more joy joins us. The more that heaven sings our praises. And we know, divinity is here. Resting, allowing, mindful, gathering you in, enjoying your beauty, heaven is a smile from divinity. We begin to perceive then that, of course, we are not alone. There are countless beings, not in form, of course, but we are aware of the consciousness of others. It is through these ones that we gain a deeper, a more joyful experience of this place. all we share. We understand the beauty in others. We know it never differs, it never wavers. It is not unique to one and then different to the other. There are no veils here. In the context of this, what does heaven on earth mean? Well, we withdraw. Do not forget this. I am Kuan Yin.